Let's go inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities and bring in Ryan Gerber, the Director of Athletics and Activities at Beaver Dam High School, as we are in full playoff mode. Ryan, we had soccer playoffs, volleyball playoffs, football playoffs, sectional cross country for the squads as well. So it's really busy this week when it comes to a postseason play.
Yeah, the calendar's turned. The temps are going down. It's a perfect time for fall postseason. It's going to be exciting. I think we're going to have a lot of success here.
Exactly. Beaver Dam football, they get to get on the bus and make, as Brock Lindy put it, like a, get the full college experience on Friday, because they squeaked into the Division II playoffs, and they get the opportunity to go to number one seed River Falls. And, you know, obviously, with all the disappointment from Friday night's tough loss to Plymouth, the kids get at least one more experience to get out on the field and be together.
Yeah, two things that you just said there that I really like, and I think we really need to focus on. These kids get the opportunity to play another game, and they get the opportunity to have another experience. There's a lot of teams in Wisconsin where seniors are done playing for the very last time, where seasons are over, and they're just watching now. Mm-hmm. Our kids, one way or the other, have gotten an opportunity to extend their season. And for those seniors, that's really important. And let's just remember, like, it hasn't been that long ago where getting into the playoffs was a really big feat. We hadn't been in the playoffs for a number of years. So we have to enjoy it while we can, whether we're the one seed or the eight seed going in, whether we host a game or whether we travel. We got to appreciate that. And I'm happy for our kids that they're getting this opportunity to extend their experience.
Yeah, 25% of Beaver Dam's playoff experience, Ryan. Four of the 12, I think that's right in math, right? It's happened in the last 5 years.
Yeah, Coach Lindy's done a great job. And let's just think about why that is. It has nothing to do with play calls. It has everything to do with adjusting the culture around here. And for especially football, that starts in the weight room and the commitment these kids have all made to the weight room, but also getting kids to buy into the culture of how we do things here in Beaver Dam. Certainly, it's about the kids. You know, not one of these football coaches has caught a pass, run for a touchdown, made a tackle. It's these kids that have done it. And they've bought into the leadership around Coach Lindy and his staff. And over the last number of years, you've seen the program grow. You know, you look at it, they lost Friday night to Plymouth, a team that's ranked third in Division III, I believe, and is going to have a really nice run. And we lost by a point and had an opportunity, if we just knock a ball down in the fourth quarter, to run out the clock and win that game. And who knows where we would have been seated now. But, you know, it is what it is. The ball falls the way it does. And now we take the trip up to River Falls, which is just under 4 hours away, and we get the opportunity to play a very good team from northern Wisconsin.
And, you know, I got a few phone calls this week, people asking about, because it's not just Beaver Dam that's travel, but and I just sent people back because we've talked about it a lot. They've changed the format on how you qualify for the playoffs, because one of the things that was becoming an issue is, as Beaver Dam saw firsthand last year, you had maybe four of the top 10 teams in the state in their division kind of bunched into one area. They came up with a plan based off of an Ohio plan that slots you into certain positions, and then they try to pair you up with somebody close, but no guarantee. And Beaver Dam was the closest eight seed to go to River Falls, and that's why they make the road trip.
Well, bottom line, if you don't want to be an eight seed and make that trip, you just win more ball games, right? And I know that's kind of brutal to say, but it is the reality. And you know, look, nobody would be complaining if we were playing, you know, a half hour away. It is a long trip. I get that. And trust me, I understand that when we were calling for buses, I called three bus companies and we were lucky to find one that could provide us transportation up to River Falls. So everybody's in this pinch. There's teams from the Northwoods coming down to the greater metro area and vice versa. It is what it is. But, you know, like I will tell you, you know, for many years before DeForest kind of fell off the map, they were playing Wanakee in the second round of the playoffs. These are two conference rivals in, you know, separated by 5 minutes of a drive, and they're playing in the second round of the playoffs. I don't think that's right either. Now, I also am not a big fan of us traveling 4 hours. That's quite the cost and quite the time commitment to make. And I am concerned about the drive home, whether we win or lose. You know, our teams are going to get home, you know, roughly about 2 o'clock. There has to be a happy medium, and the WIA has to look at this, not only from a cost analysis on what schools are having to put out there to travel our teams, but also just for our fans and the safety of our kids that are on the road potentially. And I got to thank you, Wade, for what you guys are doing, covering the game and streaming the game. Because, you know, we do usually travel really well here in Beaver Dam, but, you know, 4 hours is a tough sled. And for you guys to have this available for everyone online, that's something really special. So I got to thank you about that.
You know, it's good. You know, we were talking about this as well, you know, in our household, you know, because the kids don't have school on Friday. So, yeah, the drive there isn't so much the issue for even for kids and adults. You know, it's the drive home when you're driving home, you know, because it's not all necessarily, oh, I'm going to be okay. But it's the, you know, it's people driving on the road at 2 a.m. You know, you never know what's out there. And in previous, you know, genres probably would have in the old format, because I know there's been some cases where like they've had to send like Oshkosh West had to go to La Crosse for a first round matchup because they had no other choice a few years back, maybe 15 years ago. Then they kind of came up with like a happy medium where they'd find like, oh, you're going to play in Wisconsin Rapids. But this year, the first year of the format, you know, it's going to be true home field advantage for higher seeds. And you just have to overcome, right?
Yeah, you got to overcome. These are real logistical issues. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when we get to Friday and the boys are putting on the shoulder pads and snapping up the helmets, they just got to go out and play. And travel is not going to be a concern. We're very lucky that we have some contacts at UW-Eau Claire. Where our boys are going to be stopping off at UW-Eau Claire and getting a pregame workout in on their new turf indoor field there. So I'm really appreciative to them. And, you know, so our boys, you know, they just got to put all of this travel and all these logistics out of their mind and just go play. The way they came out against Plymouth, as physical as they played, especially early on, if they do that with River Falls, they're going to be just fine.
And the game is at UW River Falls, so don't go to the high school if you're in if you're making the drive up there. It's at UW River Falls. So
yeah, as Dad used to say when I was a kid, as a Ute going to games, just look for the lights.
Exactly it. And Jeff Freund, I guess Jeff Freund's going to be in the house. Isaac Monheim, I think Isaac may be coming home this weekend, I was told. But Jeff Freund will be at the game up at River Falls, and good to see him. We'll probably try to get him on the air.
Yeah, or maybe an honorary captain. Who knows? Maybe he could flip the coin or something.
Could we sneak him onto the field?
Well, he probably shouldn't flip the coin. He should probably punt the coin and see how it lands.
We'll see what happens. Again, 7 o'clock, the kickoff on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And then who knows what happens after that? Beavers are going to play some good football and take on that number one seeded Falcons. A boys soccer.
Yeah, who knows? And if we get through that one, maybe we'll be playing down in Dubuque, Iowa. Who knows?
A boys soccer had to make the trip to the Green Bay area, and their season came to an end. Coach Pisano's squad fell 6-0 to West Napier, the Phantoms, in their opener. So, you know, it was a rebuilding year for them as they had a pretty young team.
Very young team. You know, I talked to the coaches Monday night at practice, and we got a 13 seed. Again, if you don't want to face a top seed, you got to win more games. And we're going to be looking at our scheduling next year. But the reality is it was a rebuild with a very young group and really trying to rebuild the culture that has been here in the past. You know, it's just we've had to work through some stuff. So you know, they lost a lot of really close games this year. You know, a 3-1, 2-1 game in a soccer match is not that big of a deficit. So, you know, they competed all year, but they've got to get some more growth. They've got to build a little bit more. They've got young players coming up. I know Coach Nill has been working with the younger guys. And again, I know what our coaching staff's capable of doing in molding these young men to be great soccer players. I've seen the talent that's coming. It's just going to take some time. We got to be patient. And again, you know, I know they lost 6-0 against a very, very good West Napier team. Travel was a little bit of an issue for us, so they didn't get their full warm-up in. But, you know, here's the deal. We just got to win some more games during the regular season and get a better seed, and that'll be a goal that we have set forth in this offseason going into next year.
This is Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities with Ryan Gerber on ESPN Beaver Dam and DailyDodge.com. Girls volleyball gets their playoff run going on Thursday night as they make the trip down to Wales. They're a 9 seed. They take on Kettle Moraine, 7 o'clock. And one of the, it's like last year, I think Beaver Dam was a 9 seed last year, weren't they? And they went down there and beat the 8 seed?
Yeah, they play Janesville Craig. Yeah, they go down and play Kettle Moraine down in Wales, Kettle Moraine High School. Beautiful part of the state, by the way. It's right in the southern Kettle Moraine. If you got time, get down there a little early. It's an awesome area, just gorgeous. Kettle Moraine, they're an 8 seed. We're a 9 seed. We have almost identical records. I think really the big difference in seed is they're a Classic 8 team, and a lot of the schools in our regional sectional are Classic 8. So, you know, I guess camaraderie, you would say, or watching out for your own kind of affects those things. But again, this team, if you look at how they played at Randolph for the weekend, they won 3 straight before running into DeForest, which is a very strong volleyball team this year. And again, this team, when they're rolling, they can play with anybody. And we've said that all year. I know it's a broken record, but you like your chances when you got Emma Jolka setting. And Tay Donaldson and Kennedy Carroll have been just hammering the ball and scoring points. Olivia Bates has been playing real well this year. And if they can get Kendall Fakes to go, I don't know what her situation is for this weekend, but she's really a difference maker. But I like the way this team has played, and I'm excited to see what they do Thursday night.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned, you know that's kind of why, you know, you end up with like a football in the computer seedings. Watertown, the Badger Large champ, ended up with like a 6 seed, having to get, you know, pushed down into that bracket. So, I mean, they probably should have been a few more seeds up, but that's what happens, though, because, you know, the Classic 8 teams know their teams, and obviously there are a few teams that are – they're like 3 teams or 4 teams in the top five, I think, or top 10 in the state. But that's just the way they kind of – you kind of expect that, I guess, when your coaches are seeding themselves.
You know, you can tell really quick when people are advocating for more human element in the seating process, mm-hmm. that they've never been in a seating meeting. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you from past experience that a lot of these postseason things, you know, you might be, for instance, a Badger Conference school, but you might get set up with a regional of 8 or 10 schools that are all from a different conference. You know, there are many times in these seed meetings where as a coach, you know what the right thing is to do. This is the right thing on paper, but you vote a different way because it helps you or it helps your buddy from the conference. And I'm going to just tell you, you know, when you add the human element, people do things for very different reasons. They do it to benefit them and hurt you. They do things to benefit the other teams. They have bias against your conference. You know, all these things come into the conversation that shouldn't happen, but they do. And so you bring up Watertown, who wins the Badger Conference and was a very strong team and played a really strong schedule all year, and they're a 5 seed. How is that possible? Very similar to last year in football when we win the ECC Conference and end up on, as a 5 seed traveling. You know, sometimes that human element isn't the best thing. And that's why no matter what sports you're talking about, whatever playoff system you have, there's always going to be people unhappy, whether you go all computers, all person, or some sort of mix. That discourse is always going
to
be there.
Yeah, well, if Beaver Dam can find a way to get by the Lasers, they would be eyeing up a matchup with Oconomowoc on Saturday in a regional final. But you just take them on one game at a time and see what happens there. Also on
I was told they don't like to be called Cooney anymore. They're just the Raccoons. And, you know, I don't know when that changed, because when I was coaching, they were definitely Cooney, and that's everyone knew that. But apparently they're just the Raccoons.
Yeah, you know, that's actually – I remember that too, because I actually – maybe we played them in a team I was covering in a playoff like in the mid-2000s. And mm-hmm. we were flat out told we don't like going by the Raccoons. We're Cooney. So I'm like, all right. Yeah. So I called them Cooney.
Well, if it were up to me, you know – I would not want a raccoon.
I like it.
My mascot.
I like the raccoon as a mascot because it's unique. It's there's no other raccoons in the state of Wisconsin. I Ryan, I'm on the opposite side for you. Okay. I think that's a fantastic nickname.
Well, maybe it's just more I prefer Cooney over raccoon.
Okay, because you grew up into that rivalry kind of around that area.
Well, I they were on the edge of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wore a different purple and gold, and it was much more superior to Cooney, but I digress.
Gotcha. So we'll debate mascots here at some point. good ones across the state that are unique, like the Galloping Ghosts of Kakana. We saw them last. Mm-hmm. That's a unique one that you're not going to find anywhere else. So I love it. Yeah. Cross country is going to be their sectional got moved from the Madison area this year. They got moved to Manitowoc, and they'll be competing on Saturday with trips to state on the line. And the shift of sectionals, Ryan, has given Beaver Dam, there is a legit chance for some of their runners, especially on the girls' side, to punch their ticket to Rapids.
Absolutely. And I talked to Coach Daniels yesterday, carved out some time during the day to just talk about how she felt things were going. And she's really excited. She, you know, I don't want to jinx anything,
no,
but she feels like she's got a couple opportunities for kids to break through and get to the state tournament. And that's really exciting. You know, we looked at the results from last Saturday. Claire became a second team all conference selection. So congratulations to her and all the work they've done. They had this year over 50 individual PRs throughout the season. Mm-hmm. The girls team dropped 41 points off of last year's score. It's just tremendous what they've done this year. And the boys are starting to come along as well. They've really started to drop some time as well. I really like where they're heading, and they seem to be peaking at the right time. You know, they've kind of come along throughout the season. They've been improving, but now you're starting to see some results. They were just a point or two away, the girls were, from finishing in the top four of the at the conference tournament last week.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where this team with this staff is really doing things the right way. I know the girls have bought in 100% with what Coach Daniels is putting down, and you're really starting to see that upward trajectory. I really like their chances as long as we don't run through a mud field again like we did at conference.
Yeah, you know, you look at it, and full disclosure, one of the daughters, girls you're talking about, Claire Bates, is my daughter. But they, you know, you figure Oshkosh West and Slinger in that sectional are probably going to grab the team things. And then if you look at the at large, the top five kids that are at large finishers, will earn at large bids to state. That's kind of how it works, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like golf, you take the teams and all the people on those teams, and then you go with the next group. And we haven't had a state qualifier in cross country since Mila Westra. So again, we were used to doing that for a while, and we're looking forward to getting back. And I really like what Coach Daniels is doing. We'll just have to see. These girls are doing a really nice job, and as long as the conditions are right, I like our chances to get somebody through. But I don't want to put that extra.
No, it's just, but you know, the kids look at the numbers, and I know Claire and then Allison Zewald, who's a freshman as well, has had a great year. Jenna Norenberg have kind of been leading the pack for the girls, and all three of those girls kind of are, you look at the numbers, and it all just depends on, you said, a bunch of kids, maybe 10, 12 student athletes across the region over there. Or, you know, if you can get in the top five, then you'll go to Rapids. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
You know, when I was coaching, different sport, obviously, but you know, very similar to our cross country program here. You want to race, you want to run and compete your best right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in some places they say, no, we save that for the state tournament. For us, where we are as a program, it's about getting to the state tournament, getting that experience, especially for some of our runners that are going to be coming back next year, because anytime you have state caliber runners on your team, that helps your culture. And that just, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, you know? So, like, it's getting there. We want to race our absolute best this weekend, and then we'll take our chance and see what happens at the state tournament. But, you know, anything can happen this weekend. You know, they could, you know, a kid could fall down that shouldn't, or twist their ankle, or anything could happen. I know those are ridiculous. You could tell I wasn't a runner. But, you know, these kids have been primed for this time of year. Like I said, just talking to Coach Daniels, I really like where we're at.
In the future, I know with Coach Daniels and what she's done this year and her staff, and then also if you look at there's a few kids in the middle school that are coming up as well that are passionate about running. So I think the future is bright for Beaver Dam Cross Country. And again, we're excited to see what's happening over there in Manitowoc this weekend.
And let me just put in a plug for, I know Coach Daniels and her husband, Trevor Viren, are really going to be working this offseason on getting a running club here in the community. They want to build a culture around running. If you're a former runner and you'd like to help out with this program or get involved in some way, please reach out to Coach Daniels. We're really trying to build the culture around this. I think there's a huge spot for cross country and running in general to grow in this community. And obviously the stronger our cross country program is, it should help our distance running in the track program. So if you're a runner or a former runner and you want to get involved, even if it's part-time, please reach out to Coach Daniels. She'd love to hear from you.
All right, Ryan, I know next week we're going to do a full episode talking about the arts and activities and the play and music and such going on there. But a couple of things that continue to get ready for Brigadoon. Tickets are on sale now for Brigadoon, correct?
Yep, and we'll sell them, obviously, in person. We'll take cash. But if you want to buy your tickets online, we'll have them on GoFan like we have the last few years.
All right, we'll talk more about Brigadoon next week and some other stuff going on. But if somebody has any questions, Ryan, and they want to get in contact with you about anything, how do they get in contact with you or Mr. Austin Keach?
Well, it is hot dog making day, so yes. Austin's going to be busy today, but he's making those hot dogs. And, you know, it's going to be really important with the winter season approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Wade, we're thinking about you. We're getting hot dogs ready for you. So
Austin brought it up at the football game that he didn't want people to know that he has a role in producing the hot dogs here in the concession stand at the field house. And he was kind of like he wanted to keep that under the radar, Ryan, but now it's out of the bag.
Yeah, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And frankly, he does such a great job with it. I think he needs his props. So if you see Austin out and about at an event, make sure you walk up to him and thank him for the work he does making those hot dogs each and every Wednesday. But if you have any other questions regarding Beaver Dam activities or athletics, just give us a call here at the high school. Or if you're looking for schedules, go on to badgerconference.org. And on the right-hand side, click on Beaver Dam. And all of our schedules are there. I just put the powerlifting schedule up there, too. So if your child's in powerlifting, that schedule is going to be on our school as well.
Sounds good. Ryan Gerber, we will chat next week. This is Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and DailyDodge.com.